Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Starting systems. Mainframe activated. Updating network. Downloading news. Facing cultures. Looking up for language tips. Rewriting literature. Turning on entertainment. Drawing up opinions. Rebooting learning. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Just like you're listening to In Vilo Air.
Day by day, we learn, but we learn better together. Welcome to In Vilo Air, the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, TV and Radio Space. Hoy con ustedes, Linda Gisette Paredes, Pablo Rojas, John Vargas, Jorge Uribe, Oscar Pulido, and I, Leonardo Leguizamón. Nuestras secciones de hoy: The Lesson, Carpe Diem, On Stage, Between the Lines, and Smarty Time. Join us.
The Lesson. Get rid of doubts, enjoy language.
¿Qué pasa, gente? ¿Todo bien? Bienvenidos a The Lesson. Quiero, Linda, la sección de hoy la hemos preparado para mejorar nuestra relación con el inglés.
Gracias, John. Te veo hoy casual, fresco, me encanta.
In fact, Linda, today I want to tell you about the formal and informal greetings.
Ah, okay. This is a very important matter in the English learning process. Not everything is formal, as we can see in different resources and grammar books. Today is the day to learn something about it.
Okay, Linda, we will hear some records and focus in this communicative situation. Here we go.
Hey, hey there. How's it going? It's going good.
Okay, it is used for change and formal expressions like hello and how are you. Obviously, it's used just for younger people, obviously in the confident context.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. What's happening?
The first time I heard it was in a movie, like a type of rap slang, like, what's up, man?
Good.
How is everything?
It is common to replace a formal expression like, how are you?
Take it easy, Jimmy.
I love you.
Not always we use like goodbye to express a farewell. We can use to take it easy, to wish you the best.
Okay, people, it was the lesson. See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Carpe diem. Upgrade yourself to life.
Bienvenidos a Carpe Diem, la sección en la que hablamos de mejorar el estilo de vida y el de aprendizaje. Linda, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Leo. Hola, Jorge.
Hola, Linda. ¿Cómo te va, Leo? Qué bueno vernos otra vez aquí en Carpe Diem.
Sí, estamos aquí y hoy hablando de un tema muy importante, que es el de los estilos y los hábitos de aprendizaje. De esto tenemos, creo que, mucho por compartir y mucho por compartir a nuestros televidentes.
Así es. Hay un hábito que se ha hoy en día permeado mucho en la educación y es el uso de traductores. ¿Qué piensas tú de ese tema?
Bueno, el uso de traductor en cierto modo, bueno, tiene las dos partes, ¿no? Es nocivo, pero pues también nos ayuda en cierta parte. Pero ojo, no permitamos que esa sea la única herramienta para nuestro aprendizaje y el desarrollo de todas las habilidades.
Teniendo en cuenta hábitos como este, yo no sé si Jorge tenga algún hábito que recuerde o un mal hábito de su época de estudiante.
Sí, recuerdo mucho el uso de listas de palabras, me gustaba mucho hacer listas de palabras. Siempre me han gustado los diccionarios, quizá por eso reprobé el uso del traductor, Entonces, eso es algo que siempre se me quedó en su dicción.
Linda, ¿qué tal tú con esos hábitos y mañas de pronto?
Ok, bueno, en cuanto al hábito, tal vez hacer resúmenes, escribir como muy organizadamente, estructuras, vocabulario, como por categorías, soy así como muy organizada con eso. Y en cuanto de pronto a la maña, podría ser multitasking, ¿no? De pronto que tengo una tarea y no la acabo, sino digo, bueno, voy haciendo esto y la otra y nunca la acabo. Entonces, eso sería como importante para tener en cuenta y terminar una a la vez.
Todos tenemos diferentes hábitos, yo no era de muchos hábitos, pero hoy nuestra corresponsal Davy Milena Aguirre, desde Sogamoso, nos va a compartir unos hábitos y unos tips muy importantes para tener en cuenta en nuestro aprendizaje, obviamente, del idioma inglés. Adelante, Davy.
Dear all, today I want to talk to you about some tips to improve your learning habits. Join me in paying attention to the following video and putting the tips into practice. Number one, vary your learning routine, locations, and materials. Research has shown that varying your study location, at home, in a different room, at school, in a library, can improve learning. Similarly, occasionally changing the time of day you study and the materials you use, laptop, pen, and paper, speaking into a voice recorder also boosts learning. Number two, getting a good night's sleep. If you are trying to learn facts like names, formulas, and dates, go to bed early and get a deep sleep in the early evening. Then get up early and review what you had been learning the day before. The sleep that best consolidates creative thinking and motor skills happens in the morning before awakening. So to learn these skills, you may find it best to go to bed a little later than a normal and sleep in a bit. Number three, don't worry about short breaks or distractions while you are studying. Learning scientists know that a short break while you are trying to solve a problem you are stuck on is one of the best ways to succeed. When you take a break, your brain will continue to work on the problems subconsciously, without the imposition of preconceived ideas you may have had. Number four, use self-testing. This is a strong, proven learning technique. You can test yourself by trying to remember what you were learning, or explaining it out loud to yourself or to someone who is prepared to listen. You can get friends to quiz you. One of the benefits is that you can get immediate feedback whether you are right or wrong. Number five, create learning sessions where you mix knowledge areas or skills. When you focus on learning one thing at a time, it is the fastest way to acquire the learning, but it can put a limit on the extent of the learning. Mixing the knowledge areas in a learning session, for example, working on English, then history, music, etc., will sharpen your grasp on all of them better than if you use the session for one knowledge area alone. Number six, practice, practice, practice. Musicians practice their instruments. Athletes practice sports skills. The same should go for learning. If you want to be able to remember information, the best thing you can do is practice.
Muy interesante, me sí. Parece.
Hay un par que me gustan mucho. Get a good night's sleep, que es dormir bien. Creo que es básico para las funciones mentales del día a día. Y el otro es no preocuparse por las distracciones que se pueden presentar en algún momento.
Cierto. Y otro que nos dice ella, que a mí me parece muy importante, es cómo variar la rutina de estudio. No siempre limitarse de pronto al mismo sitio, a el mismo, de pronto a la misma música y otras cosas que hacemos como para volver rutinario nuestro aprendizaje.
Sí, también en ese orden de ideas, otro bien importante una vez tengamos todo el hábito de estudio, ya hayamos hecho todas las sesiones, juiciosos con cada uno, con su estilo y demás, es el self-testing, ¿no? Que es como autoevaluarse, ¿verdad? Eso es muy importante para nuestro avance en la parte académica.
Sí, que sea una autoevaluación honesta y que nos permita llegar a la meta que tenemos.
Invitamos a todos nuestros estudiantes a que tengan buenos hábitos de aprendizaje y que estudien siempre con nosotros en la UNAD y aquí en Invilo Nerd.
On stage. Raise your hand and shine.
So it is time to be on stage. This is our section which we are going to talk about music, arts, and some kind of talents we have and also our students have, right? So Jorge and John, how are you?
Fine, and you?
So far so good.
Nice to see you here, guys.
So, como les veníamos diciendo, es muy importante en el aprendizaje del inglés o cualquier idioma nuestros talentos. ¿Por qué? Porque incentivamos nuestros gustos a través del aprendizaje de cualquier idioma. Por ejemplo, el escuchar música, ir a cine, nos incentiva mucho el oído para entender, en nuestro caso, en inglés, ¿no?
Sí, me gusta mucho el poder evocador que tiene la música. Siempre que escuchamos una canción nos acordamos de algo en el pasado con lo que tenemos relacionada esa canción.
Y asociamos mucho, ¿no?
Claro que sí. La música está muy asociada a momentos significativos de nuestra vida y pues los ritmos y las canciones, bueno, todo lo que tiene que ver alrededor de este mundo de la música es muy cercano pues al corazón como tal, ¿cierto? Entonces, desde aquí nosotros siempre motivamos e incentivamos que el aprendizaje se vaya por la línea que la persona le gusta, lo que más le llama la atención.
Totalmente. En mi caso particular, una de las razones por la cual aprendí inglés fue por Toy Story. Vi la película en español y supe que era Tom Hanks y quería saber cómo se escuchaba Woody en voz de Tom Hanks. Y desde ahí me comenzó a interesar toda esa parte.
En efecto, Pablo y Jorge, el talento de nuestros estudiantes pues se puede obviamente tangibilizar en ese tipo de expresiones. Es muy importante que nuestros chicos se motiven a participar no solamente en el proceso de aprendizaje, sino que lo lleven a la vida cotidiana.
Si ustedes tienen un talento, otros como la danza, la pintura, cualquier tipo de arte, puede compartirlos con nosotros a través de las redes sociales y de nuestro correo electrónico que aparece acá en pantalla. Y nosotros estaríamos muy, muy alegres de presentarles a nuestra audiencia estos talentos ocultos.
Este espacio es para ustedes, aprovechen.
Between the lines. Words that take you out of reality.
Hoy, en Between the Lines, un tema muy importante con Linda. ¿Cómo vas?
Bien, gracias.
Hoy, hablando con nuestros televidentes y compartiendo este tema con ustedes, les tenemos la pregunta: ¿qué prefieren, el libro o la película? ¿Tú qué prefieres, Linda?
Interesante pregunta. Eso depende del estilo de la persona, ¿no? Lo que le guste. Sin embargo, personalmente, me voy por el libro.
Well, most of the time, it is better the book than the movie. By the way, there is a movie that recently won the Academy for Best International Movie at the 94 Academy Awards.
And this movie is based on a collection of short stories by Japanese writer Haruki Murakami.
Wow. Let's see what Carolina Rojas, our correspondent from Bogota, has to tell us. Carolina.
Hello. Today in Between the Lines, we want to talk about the movie that was the winner of the Academy Award for Best International Feature Film, and this is Drive My Car. Director Ryusuke Hamaguchi's Drive My Car won Best International Feature Film at the 94th US Academy Awards, which was based on a short story of the same title by Japanese author Haruki Murakami. Drive My Car became the fifth Japanese film to win the award, which used to be known as the best foreign language film. The film expanded on Murakami's Drive My Car by using elements of two of his other works in the same collection of short stories titled Men Without Women. Since winning an award for Best Screenplay in the Cannes Film Festival in July of 2021, the three-hour-long drama has received about 90 awards in Japan and abroad. Drive My Car tells the story of a theater director who copes with the death of his wife, and he directs a new play in Hiroshima. The theater assigns him a chauffeur, a young woman that doesn't speak much, but later on they notice that have much in common. Drive My Car is about loss, loneliness, and mourning. Who is Haruki Murakami? Haruki Murakami was born in 1949 in Kyoto, Japan, is a novelist, short story writer, and translator. His novels, essays, and short stories have been bestsellers in Japan as well as internationally, with his work translated into 50 languages. His fiction often includes elements of surreal fantasy with references to the American popular culture. Drive My Car is not the only one adaptation to cinema. We have here Hear the Son of the Wind in 1981, Norwegian Wood in 2010, and Burning in 2018.
Okay, thank you, Carito. And Leo, when you read a book and watch a movie, what do you prefer, the movie or the book?
Honestly, I prefer the movie. I'm a visual person and I prefer to watch a very interesting movie. I don't know, like Harry Potter. I prefer to watch it than to read it. And what do you think, Carito?
Well, we usually say that we prefer the book than the film because most of the times we imagined a different thing when we read the book and then we watch the movie. But we should understand that the film is another interpretation given by the filmmaker. So let's see some important aspects when we talk about the books and films. First of all, cinema and literature are two distinct works of art. Literature is an art which is developed through writing, while cinema brings to life those writings through sound, music, visuals, and actors. It is, while in literature an event is described as it has happened, in films we can see that it is happening, action is happening. Literature takes its readers on a journey of imagination that is away from the real world, while cinema shows such an imaginative world and the audience do not have to put much pressure on their minds to explore into their imaginations. Literature has all the meanings hidden in itself that are used to develop a film. The purpose of the film should not be a mere copy of literature. Rather, it must have its own characteristics and techniques that motivate the audience to enjoy. Both are somehow interdependent. In a film, a single scene is like a complete sentence or a series of sentences in a book. The power of the audio and visual experience has a long-lasting effect on the audience over the power of written words. Some famous movie adaptations of books are The Lord of the Rings, The Children's List, Life of Pi, Fight Club.
Okay, Carito, I want to read the book that you are recommended us. I'll watch the movie. Then how can I get the book?
Well, do you want to read the short story, Drive My Car? Okay, so we invite you to read the short story and then watch the movie. This is the English version of the book, the collection of short stories, Men Without Women. And there you'll find the short story, Drive My Car. So we invite you to read this short story, watch the movie, and tell us your experience comparing these two different languages, the written and the audiovisual language. You can download this book from our networks. We hope that you enjoy the book and the movie. Bye-bye.
Ok, a todos nuestros estudiantes, a todos nuestros compañeros que nos están viendo, los invitamos a que sigan nuestras redes sociales y descarguen el libro que nos recomienda Carolina. Interesante opción.
Súper interesante, así que pendientes ahí en nuestras redes, pendientes del enlace, prontamente estaré ahí colgado.
En Invilo 9.
Like, oh my God, you need
it is yours. Give you all the power and it is mine. Can you give me just an hour, say
less, girl? Smarty time.
Welcome to Smarty Time. Pablo, did you know that there are three effective habits to the English language learning process?
Sure, there are three so important strategies for that, and today we are gonna share with you some of them, right?
Let's do a look then.
Record new vocabulary in a way that's easy to review. Try using your mobile phone to record vocabulary from your lessons or things you watch in social networks. Or why not create an online poster using Gluckster to upload new language videos or images from the class. Try it out! Be active and take control of your own learning. There are many language apps available to help you connect with speakers of English, but the best one by far, in my opinion, is HelloTalk. This app will help you use your language skills outside the classroom. Find interesting things in English to watch, read, and listen to. YouTube is a free and seemingly infinite resource of English language videos. A good place to start is with YouTubers' channels talking about English learning process. Personally, I love watching Jamie Oliver's YouTube channel, as it inspired me to try out some new recipes.
So guys, we hope that you can enjoy these useful tools in order to improve your English.
Thanks for enjoying us. See you next time in Smarty Time.
So guys, it is time to say goodbye just for now. We hope you have learned a lot today, and we have the invitation for you to follow us in our social networks. And don't forget, share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn in Invilo on Air.
Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia. Para una audiencia global.